me this morning. I got into the station about an hour before showtime, and I sat there with a cup of coffee and I started reading. Started reading about what's going on in Lebanon. And as I read, my eyes glazed over. I looked at those pictures of those battleships. I looked at those pictures of those Marines digging their trenches, eating their sea rations, watching through their field glasses. And my mind went far away. Eddie Gallagher came walking in and said, "Grease, what's the matter?" I said, "Nothing." He looked at what I was reading. He said, "You flashing back to Nam?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, maybe if you talk about it, you'll feel a lot better." I said, "No, I don't like to talk about it, Eddie." He said, "Come on." I said, "No." He said, "You mind if I..." I said, "All right. The name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury." Quang Tree, 1967. Every generation has its slice of hell, and Nam was mine. But I tell you what was worse than the blood, the guts. Seeing my friends blown away, not being able to trust anybody in the whole stinking country, was the treatment we got when we got back. It started on the plane. We took a commercial flight back. The stewardesses are real surly. I mean, all the while, they're walking up the aisles yelling, "Hey, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today?" They had peace symbols on their uniforms. I remember one of them was leaning over Robinson. One of them was leaning over Robinson and said, "Hey, soldier, would you like some more coffee?" He said, "Why, yes, ma'am, I think I would." And she said, "Oops! Look at that! I seem to have soiled your little Class A uniform. I'm sorry." And all the stewardesses chuckled. We couldn't figure out what was eating them until we got off the plane. Me and Robinson, Shapiro, Lidecker. We're walking through the airport in L.A. And this girl in a granny dress comes walking up to me and says, "Fascist." And she spits in my face! Spits in my face! I tensed for a second there. I felt for the knife that was in my boot. Robinson said, "Wait a minute, Sergeant, wait a minute, wait a minute. Something's going on." I said, "I'll tell you what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. We busted our tuckuses for a year over there. We lost a lot of good men, and these people here calling us fascists and spitting in our face." He said, "Get a grip on yourself. Go get a couple of candy bars at the concession stand. Just try to calm yourself down." So he went in the bathroom, threw some water on his face. Shapiro bailed out. I walked in there to get me a couple of Nestle's Crunches. And sure enough, the lady behind the cash register, she said, "Oh, green beret, huh? Real hot dog. Airborne pack. Look at that. What is that, skull and crossbones?" I said, "Lady, how much for the candy bar?" She said, "How much is a human life worth?" I said, "I can't take it!" I walked into the main promenade. Robinson, Shapiro, Lidecker, Wojnowski, DiLorenzo! And as we all got together, I noticed they all had lungers dripping from the center of their eyes. They all had lungers dripping down their face. I said, "What do you say, boys? One last time!" We all grabbed our duffel bags and pulled out those Uzis and just sprayed that airport! Yeah! Level up! Level up! And sure enough, we just leveled that airport. I said, hey, that sleazebag that spat in my face, she just got on KLH 197 there. Lidecker said, "Hey, it's already taken off." I said, "Hand me that Laws shoulder-operated missile." Sure enough, I mounted that thing. And as that plane was clearing the runway, I said, "Hey, baby!" And then we just sat down. I said, "Smoke 'em if you got 'em." We all lit camels. We sat down there in the airport, looking around at the carnage. Looking around at the ungrateful as they lay there oozing. Oozing! The police showed up and they just took the weapons numbly from our hands. They stood there looking at us like we were some kind of freaks. I said, man, just hang tough. We're going to plead a temporary insanity on this. We'll be out in 6 months, I guarantee it. No jury's going to convict us after what we've been through. With our battle record, with our medals, we'll just say we flipped out. Everybody just hang tough. But I noticed Lydecker had a weird smile on his face. I said, Lydecker, don't pull anything. They started leading us away one by one. Lydecker was still sitting there. I looked back. One of the lawmen said, all right, hotshot. What's with the string hanging from your mouth? Lydecker just smiled. He said, what do you got? You tied to something so you can smuggle in your drugs, huh? You druggies, all you nom guys are druggies. What do you got? The thing goes to your stomach, is tied to like a plastic bag? Huh? What do you got, your Maui Wowie in there? He said, give me that string, and the lawman yanked it. And the only thing that came out on the other end of that string was a pin. The lawman looked at it for a second. He wasn't sure what it was. He thought, what the hell? He looked at this pin, and then he turned around. He turned around!
Oh, no!
But he didn't get 3 steps! And Lydecker just sat there smiling until he fell over.